about the vagina.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes? You don't got no lady fingers, fuzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity doodahs, or crap flappers? No whistling bungholes? No spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips of dazers, with or without the scooter stick, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
Snakes and sparklers are the only ones I like.
Well, that might be your problem. It's not what you like. It's the consumer.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he is, David Spade. Made the list yesterday.
How far did he go?
He was in the best, right? The best. He made 16. Sweet 16 Saturday Night Live.
That may have been a mistake.
Hey, on tomorrow's show, we got to tell you, we got a little notice from someone about for doing that thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we stole the idea from the Chicago Tribune, so some people, Robbie Shubby, some people online, were talking about it. And maybe tomorrow, the next day, he's got the list of the guest hosts.
Ah, good.
And
how many did he come up with?
32.
You got 32 guest hosts?
For instance,
did you know that Desi Arnaz was once a host of Saturday Night Live?
Like the dead Desi Arnaz?
Right, uh-huh. Like the guy that banged Lucy.
Babaloo!
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, hold on. Let's find out what show we're listening to.
Habla funny, Don Geronimo y Mike O'Mara.
Nice. How about you, Regis?
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
Absolutely brilliant.
It's going to be really tough for Regis to top that.
Absolutely useless.
Thank you, Simon.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think you're right. He's going to be useless to us. But Regis has already said colostomy, anal, and now anal leakage.
Anal leakage. It's like when we're playing the medical information game.
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
That used to be the best.
Right.
Then this was the best.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
And now this is the best.
I'm responsible for anal leakage.
I am encouraged.
Oh, I forgot this one.
I better bring my rubbers.
I'm very encouraged, though, that Regis and Kelly do seem to have stumbled on that word. It's the second time in a month they've used it, and I'm just asking for more.
No surprise, she's the one bringing it up.
Yes, she does.
Holla.
She's a good girl.
All right, 877-365-3636. That's our bat phone. This is the bit that used to be known as
Phone destruction.
Right. Now it's just Demolition Derby.
Uh-huh.
Again, please no guns. $500 what we're playing for. Let's see what we got out there in the greater listening land. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Who's this?
Hello, Don and Mike. This is George.
Hi there, George. George.
George. Glamour Magazine.
Where are you from, George?
Somewhere in the Northern California region.
I like the fact that you're not being specific about your whereabouts. That means it might be good.
It's called Demolition Derby. What will you be blowing up, destroying, ruining to make noise for us?
Well, I am a FedEx driver, and I have a package that is from Ryan's Pet Supply shipping to Tina Miller, and I'm going to smash it.
And why are you going to be
in my roll-up door? My roll-up door is going to go up, and I'm going to run it down, and I'm going to smash, and it's going to be really loud.
Aren't you concerned that Tina, what's her name, is maybe there's a chance that she might be listening to the show and might be expecting this package?
Well, what will happen is the package will somehow get lost. They'll look for it. I will, if you know we can't find it, I'll get billed for it, and I'm sure it's less than $500 if I
win. Is there any specific reason why this package is the one you've chosen? Yeah.
The rest of them don't look too. I get a lot of other uniforms and all kinds of other different stuff. That I think this is going to be the loudest one.
Well, this is certainly what you want to hear from your FedEx man. Sure, let's hear it. Go ahead, my friend.
Okay, you're ready.
Yeah. Well, it's Rob's favorite, white noise.
What the hell is that?
But it doesn't seem to work really well. His roll-up door, I think.
Bye.
Jesus. All right. FedEx man breaks package.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. I bet he's going to get a big bonus from FedEx today when he gets somebody who really works for FedEx.
You know, I would have expected Brown to do that, but not FedEx.
Hi, Don and Mike. Who's this? Hello.
I was trying to keep it a secret, though. It's going on the radio.
Hello?
Hello.
I'll try that one. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Howdy. What's your name, my friend?
My name's Tim.
Hi, Tim. Where are you from?
Wichita, Kansas.
Tim, what will you do to amuse us today?
I'm here at Innovative Recycling, and we are going to smash a pickup for you in a car crusher.
Car crusher.
God, that's fantastic.
This could be an out-of-the-park home run with no steroids.
What is the name? Hold on. What is the name of your business again?
Innovative Recycling.
Cool. So that's what you do? You crush cars?
We recycle.
All kinds of things.
All right.
Well, cool.
Yes, sir.
We'll make it happen. Come on. Okay. I'm ready.
Is Mr. Wolf around?
I'm trying to figure out how far away to be to where it doesn't just, blur it all out.
Me so horny for all of this sound.
This is good because he's already thinking about the audio quality here. You might want to stand far away so we can hear it.
What's the type?
Let me give it a try, guys.
Right, now, Tim, I want you to slow down. You got something special here.
Yeah, really good.
Tim, I got a question before you start.
Yes, sir.
What type of automobile is it you'll be smashing?
This appears to be about a 91 F-150 Ford
two-wheel
drive.
That's a big, big deal. And what is the process that happens? Is it one of those like big metal pieces of weighted metal that comes down and crushes it?
Like a plate?
Yes, sir. Big, huge deck. That's deck with a D and an E.
Yeah.
That
is so true, Dick.
On either end. And it pulls the deck down on top of the vehicle and makes it flat.
And normally makes pretty good sound while it's doing it, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be a cool-ass job. All right, let it rip.
Are we ready?
Yep. Yeah, we're born ready, my friend.
Let me hold the phone up. Here we go.
This could be good. Listening to a man smash a car in a car crusher.
You know, sometimes the best idea isn't always the best sound.
Right.
Just same. I don't doubt the guy's 100% on the level.
That is a flat truck right now, fellas.
Oh, you know, Tim, I don't doubt you did something real special there, but it just didn't come across on your phone.
Hold on. We'll give you a Hannah Montana shirt or something. hold on a second.
This wasn't that loud. It was a good sound.
And what guy that pulverizes cars all day doesn't want a Hannah Montana t-shirt?
Or something. Because we don't really have Hannah Montana t-shirts.
We don't?
Hey, don't stop saying it, though.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, Don, this is Brad.
Hi, Bradley. Where are you from?
Reno, Nevada.
What are you going to do for our amusement today, my friend?
I'm going to take a skill saw to my minivan that I take out to Burning Man.
This has some potential. Again.
What is he going
to
be doing?
I think he said he wants to take a saw and cut his car. Cut his car in half.
Yeah.
A circular saw?
What's that?
Is this a circular saw?
Yeah, okay. It's a skill saw.
Uh-huh.
A little handheld.
It's a brand name.
And what will you be destroying again?
My van.
Isn't that why that guy from the Rams got that nickname of Hacksaw, that he got pissed after they lost the game and he went home and he actually cut his car in half?
Hacksaw Reynolds?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Have you guys ever heard about the guy who ate a Cessna?
Who ate a Cessna?
Are you jerking our chains or are you going to cut your van in half?
I'll cut my van in half.
Okay, thank you.
Now, wait, where are you calling from again, Brad?
Reno.
Reno, all right. Well,
all right, let it roll.
Hey, I'm drunk. Does that count for anything?
Sure does.
You lose a limb, sure.
I would put the phone farther away from you so we can get the sound.
Now, we'll give you $1,000 if you cut off a toe, we'll give you $1,000.
Dude, I'm desperate. I'm out of work.
We'll need the toe in the mail.
Right.
Cool.
We would pay you $100 per toe.
$5,000 for a complete amputation of the foot.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. So you're gonna just saw through the van?
Yeah, with the skill saw, yeah.
All right, let it rip. Let's go. Come on, Bradley. That's a good sound.
Close.
I didn't go through the whole car.
Come on, keep going. Keep going,
hey,
dude.
Put the phone.
You got it.
All right.
Heroes.
That's good.
It's a good sign.
How was that?
Are you getting sparks?
It got me in the face, but it's cool.
Put the phone further away and do it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's Mike, right?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, you're my hero, too.
Thank you, brother. The Soprio sound.
Butt of a toe.
Hey, you hear that?
Yeah,
yeah.
We hear that.
How much damage have you done to the van?
It's just the bumper. Should I go across the midsection?
Yes.
Yeah, try a door or a midsection. A do a door.
Be like the Jaws of Life. Cut that thing in half.
And put the phone further away.
Put the phone further away.
Yeah, please.
Okay.
But turn down your radio.
All right. Here we go.
And jump on 1 foot.
Still hold the phone.
And hold your nuts.
Yeah, remember? Okay, here we go. That was the side of the van.
The body.
He's not really following the instructions. He's not putting the phone. But it sounds pretty good. What do you think? Finalist?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
he's a finalist.
Very nice, Brad.
Right, hold on there, Brad.
Cool. Thank you.
We'll come back to you. Hold on. Let's see who's this. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, it's Heidi. How are you?
Hi, Heidi. How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you calling from?
Fredericksburg, Virginia.
Ah, too sweet.
Hey,
Cabaret.
Lovely, Heidi. What are you going to be destroying today, Heidi?
I was going to destroy the refrigerator a little bit.
Destroy your best friend's refrigerator.
Inside of it.
How are you planning to do it?
Eat it?
Like I played with Blamorama when I played with you before.
Oh,
when I put it in Countdown.
Let me ask you, Heidi, you've done that before. So to spice things up, what about just dumping the contents of the refrigerator out on the floor?
Sure. From the door.
Yeah, sure. Just
right.
The point is just to make as much noise as possible.
Yeah, whatever makes the best noise.
Are you ready?
All of your sauces.
Yeah. You ready?
Yes.
Yes, Heidi,
you're
go ahead.
You're born ready.
All right, here I go.
What makes a...
Heidi.
Oh.
No Nazi tape.
It's not really slicing a car in half with a skill saw, is it?
I know I wasn't as good. I'm sorry. You're still my hero, though.
All right. Thank you, Heidi. We appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
Thanks. Thank you for the call.
Safe home.
Let's see who's here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's going on, Don and Mike?
Hey, not much, my friend. Who's this?
My name's Brad.
Another Bradley. Where are you from, Bradley?
Yeah, up in Harper County, Maryland.
Oh, beautiful. That's where the men are men and the women are, too. And what are you going to do for us today?
Just a good old boy. I got a metal can, aluminum can full of nails and different metal debris. I'm going to blow it up with some bottle rockets and a couple of M80s. I got them all taped together.
Now.
Be very careful for shrapnel there, Brad.
Safety first. That's the motto on our show. Safety first.
Always.
I'm in the stairwell in my basement. I'm going to duck and hide when I light this. I'm just going to set my phone next to it. If this stuff blows out and blows my phone up, I got
all right, hold on. Brad, I got a suggestion for you. I would, if you're running away, I might keep the phone a distance away because it'll sound better.
Okay, I'll lay it a couple feet away then.
All right.
I'm going to put it down now.
Make it happen. Come on, you're going against the guy who's cutting his van in half. And the lady that did that lame thing with the refrigerator.
Lighting the fuse.
Come on, baby, light my fire.
It didn't whistle.
Oh, my.
Hold on, you can't say it effing blew the S all over
language.
The place. We didn't hear anything.
Not a thing.
Oh, that sucks.
That's a
shame,
believe
it. It doesn't sound like the thing blew up.
Put your face near it.
Rob. All right, goodbye.
Bye.
Very disappointing.
Or just go ahead and hang up.
He did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
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 Yo.
What would your name be?
Houston.
Susan?
Houston.
Yes, I know you've heard. I won't say it. We've got to, What are you going to do for us, Houston? We've got a problem because you're a bad caller.
Where are you calling from, Houston?
I'm calling from Lodi, California.
Houston, what is it you'd like to do for us today?
I'm going to smash my 700-watt Bose amplifier.
With what?
With a hammer.
Right on. Lay it on us.
Enjoy.
Come on, Houston.
Let me set it up here. Hold on.
Let's go, Houston. Love you, Blue.
Houston, you ready?
Houston Oilers.
Ready, ready.
Here I go. That's it.
That sounds like a guy trying to win a thing for his girlfriend where you pick up the hammer, right, and you try to hit the thing so it goes ding.
But it's not a skill saw going through a van.
Mm-hmm. Sure ain't.
Nope. Nice try, Houston.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, Dynamite Show.
Hey, how's it going? I've got a glass coffee table.
Hold it. Slow down. What's your name?
This is JB.
Hey, JB. Where are you from?
I am from Springbrook Country. Just say it to Don. He'll get it.
Springbrook Country.
Yeah, I get it. To high school.
It's where all the cool people live.
All right. You from Maryland?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What is it you're going to do, JB? Did I hear a glass coffee table?
In a golf club. It's a pitching wedge, I think.
Oh, yeah. Now this has potential.
Real potential.
Yeah, it does.
This could be, potentially, this could beat the guy that cut his car in half.
Good.
We could get great sound on this.
You're going to smash a glass coffee table with a golf club.
Yeah.
All right. I once again, I remind you, keep the phone fairly far away so that we can really hear it.
Okay.
Do it for Raymond Burr. Do it for Danny Thomas.
The plate.
All right, I will.
Come on, let's make it happen. Today, please.
Anytime.
Hello.
On this show right now.
Hello.
Go.
Hello, are you there?
Yeah, where are you going to put the phone?
Probably about 20 yards away or so.
All right, ready when you are.
Okay, is this Don and Mike?
It's both.
Yes,
of us.
Yes, Dumas. It's us. You've been talking to us the whole time.
Oh, sweet.
All right.
Hey,
hold on. Ready, go. Really, we don't have time to chat. Please get the job done.
Craig Wilson's older brother was a fat little farm baby.
That's all he had to say.
I'm still putting him down for JB from Maryland.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Last coffee table with a golf club. Because it sounded so good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Oh. Hello, Tom.
Hey, buddy, guys.
Tom, we're playing a game right now. Why are you calling?
I want to know when I can come in and be on the show.
Sunday.
No, watch it.
Well, hey, Tom, don't get so hostile.
Hey, Tom, we're in the middle of doing something right now. We're doing
a
destruction bit right
now.
Hey,
I got a joke.
We're doing a game right now.
Tom,
I know you're doing a game.
Tom, you know if we don't laugh at your joke, we have to give out your phone number on the air.
Go ahead and do it. I don't give a crap.
You don't care if you get, like, hundreds of calls?
I don't give a crap if phone calls come in.
All right, Tom, what's the joke? If you make us laugh, you'll win a prize.
Okay, these three nuns are in, like, an apartment. And they're painting the room, and this guy comes up. And the nuns take their clothes off. And the guy knocks on the door.
He's already won.
And says, the nuns say, "Who is it?" And the guy says, "It's the blind guy." And what happens, the nuns say, the guy comes in.
Never mind, Tom.
Tom, you've already won. We're not going to. Tom, it was a great joke. You've already won. We're not going to give out your phone number.
Winner.
Congratulations, Tom.
Oh, man.
Let's just give the prize to the guy with the van.
All right, it's Brad from Reno. He took the skill saw to his van.
Do you want the punchline to Tom's joke?
Sure.
Where would you like me to hang the blinds?
Oh, see? It was better that he didn't get to the punchline.
Yeah, but he's a good joke teller.
Yeah.
Who did we have during that segment? Please include Tom, Mike.
That was Tom Gavin. Tom told a very funny joke. We want to thank George from Northern California, the FedEx man, who broke a package that, for no real reason, he didn't have a reason, but he destroyed a package by bringing the rolling door down in his van down by the river.
Hold on, last minute entry.
What?
All right, very good.
One last minute try. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's your name? Any idea?
My name is Laura, and I want to smash my best friend's television set.
Now, go ahead.
She left and got out of my rent. She ditched me, moved to Florida, and didn't say a damn thing to me about it. Uh-huh. And now I'm $400 short on rent.
What kind of set is it?
It's a Magnavox.
All right.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Those are nice.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Yes, please.
All right. I'm about to smash it.
We're ready.
Smash it, baby. Smash it.
Good enough.
That was short, sweet,
damn,
and
that,
simple. That
was good.
Very,
nice.
Very good.
Nice.
That was nice. Where are you calling from, Laura?
Woodbridge.
Woodbridge.
Nice. But boy, oh boy, it wasn't cutting a van in half, was it?
No, it wasn't.
Not quite.
But did it make you feel good, Laura?
Oh, Laura?
Feel very good, but now I busted half my knuckles open on this glass.
Oh, you're bleeding?
Yep, I'm bleeding.
Ah, what a shame.
Not the first time your knuckles have been bloody.
See to that.
You're right about that one.
Oh, well, everybody around here always likes to hear a woman bleed.
Bloody knuckles, bloody knees. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Three Canadian nuns.
Hello, is this another new caller?
Hello?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Alex.
Alex, what do you got for us?
The loudest thing?
Yes.
I got a potato gun.
Oh, you've got a potato gun. Where are you calling from, Alex?
Gainesville.
All right.
Where's that, Iowa?
No, Gainesville, Virginia.
Okay. Gainesville,
I thought
Virginia?
You said Amesville. Sorry, my mistake.
And what are you going to be doing with your potato gun?
I'm going to shoot it into the backwoods.
Thank you for calling to play the loudest thing.
Okay, go ahead. Make it happen.
He's going to shoot into the woods. That ought to make a good sound.
Make it happen, Alex.
Not if there's no one there.
Alex?
He's pumping it.
Yeah.
Sure he is. Was that it?
Oh, he's going to shoot a dog with it. No.
We said
hold
no.
up, hold up.
Okay, okay.
Hold up, Alex.
Okay, okay.
Those are my neighbor dogs.
Alex, what are you shooting at?
No, it's just these backwoods.
Uh-huh.
I live like in the boonies, so I got plenty of land.
Have you shot yet?
No.
Alex, I've got a tip for you. When you're using a potato gun, you're not going to win unless you shoot at something.
The idea is to make a noise, a loud noise.
I know, it's messing up.
At your house. You're at your house now?
Yes,
sir. Shoot at your aluminum siding.
Do you have a sliding glass door?
Yes, I do.
Bingo.
You should shoot the potato gun at the sliding glass door.
Oh, that's not the problem. The problem is the potato gun's, like, acting all weird because the hairspray's clogging it up.
So you put too much propellant in there?
Yeah, I think I did.
Uh-oh.
So are you petering out on us?
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm going to do it, though.
Come on, then. Cowboy up. Let's do this thing.
What are you going to shoot, Alex?
I'm going to shoot these trees.
Come on, what are you, a man or a mouse? Make it happen. Come on, Colonel Pussy.
I'm not.
Private.
Private Pussy.
Not a Colonel.
Private Pussy.
Do you mind if I call back?
Not at all.
Yes. Well, no, again, we're going to have to put it to a vote.
I'd love him to call back later on.
I say no, Buzz.
Yeah, call back later.
I don't want him to call back.
No, it really works.
Ty goes to Mike.
Not even after 8?
Sure, call back tonight.
Tonight, later tonight.
When we do our West Coast feed.
During idle.
Oh, seriously, it sounds like a shotgun.
Okay, well, when you're ready, call back later.
All right.
Okay, call tonight.
Thank you, Alex from Gainesville.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Alex playing loudest noise game.
Hello. One more chance. Don and Mike show. Hello there.
How you doing? Is it Don and Mike?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Jerry in Omaha, Nebraska.
Hi, Jerry. You want to bust something up for us?
Yeah, I went into my son's room and got the gumball machine that he got for this past Christmas. And I'm out in the garage right now. My wife's not home, so I think it's all right.
Mm-hmm. Why are you?
Basically, what I'm going to do, I've got it above one of my shelves, so hopefully it'll make some noise for you.
And you won't have any repercussions from your kid?
Well, I don't think so. We really don't like him having gum anyhow. It came from a grandparent.
How old is your kid?
He's 8.
What the hell? $500, you buy him a pack of gum.
I'm going to try.
All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm going to set this down just a sec.
All right. I got some hope for this guy.
Mm-hmm. Potential.
Oh.
Winner! Wow!
Yeah. Wow.
Winner!
Wow.
Wow. Winner, just one judge's opinion, but winner.
Incredible.
Oh. That's a loud noise.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely brilliant.
Wow, that was a short burst. Mm-hmm.
Jerry, do you have gum all over the floor now?
Yeah, it's all over. I got to get this up before my wife, before they get home, so I don't know.
See, we should just vote, because I pictured in my mind the thing breaking and the bubble gum going everywhere.
It sounded like that. It really did sound like that. I wish we could split the prize.
Well, we certainly can, Mike.
I mean, because Brad, has been hanging in there.
All right, let's do a 50-50.
All right, very good.
Yeah. We'll give one guy $250, give the other guy $250.
That's wonderful.
Are you kidding me? Thank you.
Oh, where's the other guy? Where's Brad? Hey, Brad?
Yeah, this is me.
Brad from Reno.
Dude, you get $250.
Thank you, Don.
It's a tie.
And, oh, don't thank me, thank Mike.
What's that?
What's that in the background there, Brad?
That's my friend. He's happy that I won.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's very nice.
That's terrific.
Okay, Brad, thank you. And the guy from Nebraska, thank you.
Jerry from Omaha.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great listening to you guys, too.
Thank you. We do appreciate it. How about that Tom Gavin supplying the humor today?
That was terrific, Don.
We came that close to finally being able to give out that retard's phone number, and damn if he didn't turn it around on us again.
With the straight line, not the punchline.
Tom Gavin is...
absolutely brilliant.
He was brilliant!
Buzz!
Yes.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Being careful, it's very important to me, because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
Look at that.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Look at that. Good guy, Tom. Top of the hour. Mm-hmm. We're coming back with headlines, traffic, and news you can use.
That's right.
Oldies are back. We're coming back with Believe It or Shove It. Buzz Burbank's Battle of the Sexes.
Ooh, he knows sex.
Hey, DC, your newscast is back.
Might I say to Buzz Burbank, thank you, sir, for another newscast.
Okay, stand by. We'll get the buzz in a second.
This is the Don and Mike Show.